thing that we talk about here a lot is security. As a matter of fact, I would almost say that helping people solve problems because of difficulties they've gotten into with viruses, etc., takes up probably 75% of our calls, I would say.
I'm sure
when the 2 hours we're going to be answering calls. Well, we're delighted to have with us this afternoon from Walsh College, Nan Poulias, who's a director of the Information Assurance Center and an assistant professor there. And Nan, welcome to WJR's Internet Advisor.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here today.
Good to have you. And we have another special guest with us from the Department of Homeland Security, Bruce McConnell. And Bruce, you are, I understand, a senior counselor for cybersecurity there as well.
That's right. Great to be here. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us. Now, we've had both of you here with us now because of a very special event that's coming up at Walsh College. It's coming Tuesday night from 5 to 7. It's called Stop, Think, and Connect Forum. Nan, quickly, could you give us an idea of what that's going to be about?
We have invited the Department of Homeland Security to come and speak about their new outreach project to our community. We've asked our students to attend, and many of our students are business students and the community to learn how they can protect themselves while on the Internet.
Bruce, let me ask you to chime in then. From the perspective of Department of Homeland Security, I guess I kind of identify it with, if you will, bigger things like, you know, keeping terrorists out of the country and or, you know, if there's something, you know, a threat to our national security. Why is DHS involved in this kind of a program of school? And I've seen you've gone to various universities around the country.
So you're right. You're absolutely right. The mission of the department is to create a safe, secure, and resilient place where the American way of life can thrive. And we have five mission areas, one of which, as you suggest, is preventing terrorist attacks, and one of which is securing and safeguarding cyberspace. And it turns out that that's not something the government can do by itself or that any of us can do by ourselves. It's a shared responsibility, like many things in Homeland Security. And so part of our approach to this is to get everyone to think about what they're doing online and protect themselves and therefore make the overall Internet safer.
So it's a particularly, I would imagine, in some ways, significant that you're speaking to a group of students, and I'm going to guess they're going to be professors there as well, about the nature, about the necessity of stopping, thinking, and then connecting on a university campus.
Yes, but all of our students are working in business. You know, the majority of our students are MBA students, finance students, accounting records. They have your tax returns on their laptops. They have business strategic plans on their laptops. This is part of keeping secure all of our data and our infrastructure secure. It's in the hands of private citizens.
Bruce, then from the point of view of the Department of Homeland Security, what's the first steps that need to be taken? What are the key messages that you want to get across?
So in this part of our program, which is the Stop, Think, Connect campaign, we want people literally to do those things. So the first one, stop, is that before you use the Internet, take time to understand the risks and learn how to spot potential problems.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second piece, think, obviously, is to take a moment to be certain that the path ahead is clear, watching for warning signs and considering how your actions online could impact your safety, your family's safety.
Mm-hmm.
And then connecting, you could stay alert while you're online, and you can feel much more confident in using the Internet. So there are a variety of things you can do, to ranging from keeping your virus software up to date to not opening up suspicious emails and being careful about what you say about yourself online. All of those things can contribute to heightened security and a better Internet experience for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bruce, Cal Carson here. A question for you. Is there any place on the Homeland Security website that gives us more details on how to, you know, guidelines on following this sort of stuff in case people don't remember everything you just said or they don't get a chance to go to WJR.net and check the podcast out?
Absolutely. A couple places. If you go to www.dhs.gov, G-O-V, Then there's a cybersecurity tab, and that has a link to it to tips that give quite a few tips available things, ranging from choosing and protecting passwords to understanding denial of service attacks, so you can kind of get into it mm-hmm. to whatever depth you want. Mm-hmm. And so that's at the main DHS.gov page on the cybersecurity tab. And then if you go to DHS.gov/StopThinkConnect, you can learn about yeah. how to get more involved in our campaign.
Let me just say, by the way, Bruce, on our homepage, InternetAdvisor.net, folks, if you go to our show notes there, you'll see both a hot link to the Stop Think Connect forum that's coming up at Walsh College this Tuesday night, and then you'll also see a link to the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Awareness. And, Bruce, that's also part of the DHS's effort, isn't it?
Yes, well, it's actually not only a DHS effort, it's really a partnership between the private sector with industry and the government. So just like it's no one government agency yeah. can do this alone, so too no one company. And so we've really gotten together with a variety of computer companies and retailers and entertainment companies and others to put this campaign together. So it's a joint set of messages and trying to get the word out in a uniform way all around.
Bruce, how many? Bruce McConnell, by the way, is with the Department of Homeland Security as a senior counselor for cybersecurity. There, I noticed as I was just kind of perusing some of the university stuff. You've been to a lot of universities. You see, this seems to be kind of a key area for you to get the message across. Am I right on that?
Yeah, we're definitely working with universities because our target audience here in the first year of the campaign is young adults and teenagers, and secondarily the parents of teenagers. And so we find that those are some of the places where we can meet up with people in our target age group. Over 90% of folks are online, and so it's a good audience, and they are often the ones who the older Americans call for help, so
yes.
we figure we're hitting a lot of people.
Is that true, Nan? That
it is true. We have had some cyber camps for middle school students and invited their parents, and we've asked them all, who installed your wireless network? And it was all the middle school children.
Well, then I've got to ask you, because I know the campaign is Stop, Think, Connect, but if I look at the three men who I have in the studio with me, you all have
teenagers. Yeah.
Teenagers. Cal, your daughter is older. She's in college, I believe.
Yeah, she's 22. Yeah.
Okay, and Gary, you have teenagers. Matter of fact, Dustin just earned his cell phone, right?
That's right. He earned his Life Boy Scout Award, and he got a cell phone.
Now
he's 12. This is early.
Now, here's my thing, though. I know the campaign says Stop, Think, Connect, but the problem seems to be they're already connected.
And kids don't think. They don't have the wisdom that adults do. And they're missing that collaboration where, you know, you have, you know, listen to the wisdom of your elders. That doesn't really exist so much here in America, because kids at that age really ignore their parents. But they do tend to bond with their grandparents. But we don't have them living in the homes to give them that guidance like we used to.
Yeah.
And you have to, the kids have to realize that once it's on the internet, it's there forever.
Yeah. Some very important
right.
things.
And
go ahead, Nan.
We have a student giving a capstone presentation after the DHS presentation.
Excellent.
On all the metadata that's included in your photos as these kids
oh, yeah.
put up pictures.
There's,
what's
yep.
there? What are they giving away? So we're going to go into that, and we have a lawyer who teaches in our information assurance classes who has an IT degree as well. I'm going to talk a little bit about Facebook and what you should and shouldn't post.
Yeah, it's going to be an incredibly information-packed event. It's called Stop, Think, Connect Forum at Walsh College, coming up this Tuesday night. Thank you, Bruce McConnell from DHS, and Nan Poulios, thank you from Walsh College for being with us.
You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. For help with any computer problem, call in during our live show or visit our webpage at InternetAdvisor.com. .net.